And man, overnight, I got 200,000 followers on TikTok. Wow. 1 million people in 2 hours watched the video I posted. And to date, it has around 10.9 million views on it. And at one point before they wised up on what I was doing over there on TikTok, which they violate me constantly, I had 40 to 50 million people watching me a month on TikTok.
Welcome to the Inflammation Code Podcast. I have a special guest in store for you today. This is a topic I think all of you need to listen to because most people in the West have no idea around parasites, mycotoxins, and all the other things we're going to dive into today. I am Indian, and when you come from the East, you already know about parasites, amoebas, regular cleansing. I teach Ayurveda, where we talk a lot about regular detoxification on a seasonal and annual basis. And so welcome, Kim Rogers, onto my podcast. You're known as the Worm Queen, and I'm so excited to have you on.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here with another female founder, and just we're really out there making a difference in people's lives. It's really amazing.
Awesome. Well, let's kick off with your story and journey. I have listened to your story and I know it is so powerful. Mm-hmm. And your team was so kind. They sent me this kit from Rogers Hood Apothecary. I'm sitting on it and not touching it. And we'll talk about how people get scared of detoxing and trying new things. But first, kick off with what led you to being called the Worm Queen in the first place.
I didn't want to be the worm lady. I say that all the time. But when you go viral like I did, and I already had a really fun handle, Mrs. Rogers Hood. It's a play off Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Yeah. My married last name is Rogers. I lived in Hoodsport where this all went down, where our water was contaminated with worms, and we used to call it the Hood. Right. So I just merged all of these things together. And in 2019, that was what you did when you joined TikTok. So I was really seeking help with my own health. I come from Western medicine. I've been in Western medicine since 2004. I hold two healthcare degrees, which I was valedictorian over both of those degrees. And I ran 25 healthcare colleges. I created their curriculum, wrote it. And then I worked with big publishing companies to help write educational medical books like Cengage, McGraw-Hill, and Pearson. And so I come from this world of somewhat black and white when it comes to medicine and having an understanding of the human body. But I don't come from the world that I'm now in, which I love because it allows me to utilize plant medicine in a way that I always did before, even in Western medicine for myself. So I was able to kind of bridge something for my own health when it started to decline. So I also have I had stage 4 endometriosis, and I had 13 surgeries and a hysterectomy when I was 29 years old. And so 2019 was actually my last surgery, August of 2019, but I had had surgeries every 2 years since I was 20. Wow. So it was a lot for my body, and they had no answers. And it just got to be a point where I needed to figure it out on my own. And so in 2019, my husband and I quit our jobs. We sold everything because I was slowly dying, and we knew it. We knew that things were not going my way with my health, and we were getting zero help. They only wanted to keep cutting on me and putting medication in me. And that just wasn't working anymore for us. So I moved out to our recreational property in Hoodsport, Washington to build a log home, which we have finished. We finished it actually last year. It took us 5 years because we hand built it ourselves, and it's like 1,800 square feet, two stories. So it's not a small little home. It's a pretty big log home. And so we moved out there to figure out what was going on with me. And if I did die, we were okay with it. I just didn't want to leave my husband with mortgage and debt. I mean, being chronically ill is very expensive. And it is a big reason why I created Rogers Hood and my products, because it is so expensive to do this, to heal yourself. So I wanted to really make that attainable for everyone. So in 2021, in July, I came across a gal who said she almost unalived herself over worms. And it stopped me in my tracks because For the last year and a half at that point, I was learning about mushrooms and we started growing mushrooms, which is really crazy to do. So that's like a full-time job. And we really started learning about how herbs can help the body. And when I came across her video, it really just made me realize there was more than just, oh, I'm not having surgeries anymore. This could be something else. This could be something that a few years before I thought I had worms. And my doctors all said, no, you're in a first world country. You haven't traveled out of the country recently. Right. Well, I used to work for an airline, so I traveled out of the country a lot.
Wow.
And now we all know that I actually got the worst amount of them from the water in Hoodsport. It was contaminated. So going out of the country or not being in a third world country has zero to do with catching a parasite.
Wow.
So I did what she was talking about, which was just a $30 Amazon buy. I bought it. And within 3 days, I saw roundworm, flukes, and pinworms in the toilet. And the pain that I had had on my right side that always was an indication it was time to have surgery has never come back.
Wow.
I have never had the same pain anymore. And so that was one of my root causes. And of course, I grabbed my phone. I had a very small account at the time. I had around 10,000 followers. I actually 3 days before was going to do a giveaway for some mushrooms because I was hitting 10,000 followers. So that it was a small account. And man, overnight, I got 200,000 followers on TikTok. Wow. 1 million people in 2 hours watched the video I posted. And to date, it has around 10.9 million views on it. And at one point before they wised up on what I was doing over there on TikTok, which they violate me constantly, I had 40 to 50 million people watching me a month on TikTok.
Holy goodness. Oh
yeah.
My God. Wow.
It was wild.
What a journey. So you went through the medical system. Struggling, yeah. You had a health struggle. We know endometriosis is underdiagnosed. No one still understands it. We're still trying to understand how to test it. Apparently, you have to cut us open and explore to figure out it's endometriosis. And that's in this moment starting to change where they're like, maybe we don't have to cut everyone
open. Maybe you just
need
to cleanse.
And explore and look and dig around. And I have someone very close to me where she had that surgery. And then the doctor's like, well, we just have to do that again, but more. Because, you know, we had found a lot. And I'm like, you know, there has to be a different way and there has to be a better way.
All over my body. And they lied to me. They gaslit me and told me there's no way you can have it on your kidneys. It was on my liver. They found a spot on my brain. I had been tested multiple times for MS, which now I know I have chronic Lyme and have had it since I was 13 years old, misdiagnosed for all of these decades. I'm 47 years old. And I just found out 3 years ago in 2023, after I went and got myself tested, after I moved the needle to find out exactly what else could be going wrong with me. And so they just don't know what they don't know. And what's crazy about endo is 200 million women around the world have it. It's actually like six times more than Parkinson's and diabetes put together.
Wow.
And we still don't know what's going on. But I can say without a shadow of a doubt, since 2019, I've been in remission. Cleansing and everything that I do on a daily basis, finding out that I had parasites, mold, and Lyme in my body was the best thing I could have ever found out because I've not had a surgery since 2019. And I was having surgeries every 2 years since 2004. So I just started my career in medicine when I found out I had endometriosis. It was the same year.
Wow. It's so interesting. You know, you've gone through this big journey and you're very unique because you were like, you know what? I guess since it's all over and I'm not going to get my answers, I would have gone to an ashram in India and just started meditating. I would have been like, all right, God, if you're going to take me now, I guess I should just like levitate and become one with my spirituality. You went and moved to the forest, basically, and did this
in the forest.
In your own way. And you found these mushrooms.
And
you're like, wait, there's this way to heal. And you detox. And you're like, whoa, detoxing just shifted something in my body. That's phenomenal. And I just wonder how many people are listening to this podcast right now who are like, this doesn't apply to me. I certainly don't have parasites. I went on a mold journey last year and I find it hilarious how many people meet me and they're like, that's just so sad that you have mold. And I always feel like saying, you can go F yourself. You are acting like my house is dirty. Just, you know, I have one of the most beautiful clean houses on earth. And I maintain it, like, I actually maintain my house like it's an asset. When I talk to the handyman and the air conditioning guy, I'm like, let's maintain the home for longevity. And I don't have time for this project. It's a business project. Let's get it done for prevention. And I don't want to deal with this again. And the AC guy laughs at me because we have hour-long conversations. And I'm like, I never want the AC to leak again. What is everything you can do to prevent that? And he's like, just so you know, that's impossible. And I'm like, nothing is impossible.
Let me give you a tip on that real quick. You should test your house 2 times a year. At the beginning of the year when your house is all heat, gotmold.com is an amazing company.
I know him. Jason.
He's so great. He built his business off of his own personal experience. And so we test all of our homes before we moved into this rental because we don't live in our log home full time anymore. Well, we never actually lived in our home full time after it was built because of Rogers Hood.
Okay.
And so we test that 2 times a year because some of our material sat out. We're also builders, my husband and I, and we're actually in the process of building a holistic, healthy home right now, which was an amazingly fun adventure because we've built together, and we're still together, by the way. We've built 6 from start to finish ourselves.
It's impressive.
Including our manufacturing facility, 2 of them. Wow. So, and we're still together, which is really a big feat because we lived in a travel trailer while we were building our log home, and I was really sick. It was rough, man. It was a 30-foot travel trailer, 1 little bedroom in there, and that had really bad mold.
Yeah.
And then we realized, now that I know all of this stuff, I went back and I looked at videos of us remodeling the house prior, because my health started declining when we moved in to our home that we flipped.
Okay.
And so my health declined. And now I know from being in this world that when your health declines, and I want everyone to hear this, when your health starts to decline and you move into a new place, that's why it declined.
Correct.
Your water could be contaminated. You could have mold and not even know it. And we disrupted. We took walls down. We removed all the insulation. We found water underneath the house. And we didn't even put 2 and 2 together. And my health just started to go... And I just could not. And then I had a really bad year. 2016, I had 3 grandparents die in 2 weeks. And my mom had the big C. And so my immune system and being in mold, and we bought our property. So we were being pelted with worm water, living and remodeling a moldy home while I had undiagnosed Lyme. So it was just a recipe for disaster in my body.
Yeah.
And because none of this was even something talked about 5 years ago, and I'm very proud of what I've done because I'm so loud about this.
Good.
That I get hit up all the time, like, I had a stomach ache. I went to Mexico. I came home. I thought of you right away, Kim, because that's what this is all about for me, is that the information from my pain to where we're at now. Like, if I had known this 5 years ago, I wouldn't have had to go through the grieving process of me dying. And I mean, you can't really change that. But what I can do is constantly give my knowledge, constantly have people go, I never want to be home. I got sick when I first moved into this house.
Yeah.
I don't have a filtration system on my water at all. I'm drinking straight tap, which 75% of our country's water is contaminated with nematodes because we don't test our water in this country. For nematodes.
What?
I've tested.
Who's explained this? And I will say, I feel the same way, where now that I've gone through a mold journey and I understand how horrible it is, and I know the number of things now that can cause our body to be inflamed, even when we're working so hard at winning at inflammation, makes me so passionate about, you guys just don't understand what all is going on under the hood and what is driving these issues. And so that's why so many people who find me, when they book me as an Ayurveda practitioner, I'm like, let's actually dig real deep and do some testing here. Because until you have deep stool tests and functional medicine, you have no idea what's running the show at a gut level. And you are just trusting your blood work to be the answer. And that's not enough. And so one question I had for you was, is the functional medicine stool test enough to tell us? the types of parasites and these types of things we have. I feel like it's not enough data.
It's not. It's so unfortunate that we don't have good testing. And it is one thing that I'm working hard to have affordable, available, accurate testing. So when I started getting into this world of parasites after I saw them in the toilet and I did the cleanses and I started to feel better, I hadn't tested myself. And so what I decided to do is I finally found a practitioner who had happened to have, she was helping me with my PTSD. And I was telling her, I'm like, look, I think the PTSD symptoms really are amplified because I have parasites. She goes, absolutely. Let's go. Let's dig deeper. Yeah. Well, I found a company called parasites.org. Hmm. And they collect your stool and they send it to Mexico. And so I then had LabCorp and parasites.org. I did the same stool in each of the samples. And when I sent them off, LabCorp came back negative, which funny enough, I know exactly why, because I come from the academia world and I taught lab technicians. Okay. So I used my classical training, and then I tested positive with parasites.org, same stool. And it's because they're evaders and they don't really tell us how to properly scoop our poop into the things, get a 4-day snapshot, but they're not just in our stool. They're in our blood, our tissue, and our muscle. Wow. So we don't have any way in that moment they knew. So either the scoop that I did to parasites.org had the eggs and then the one to LabCorp did not. So it just shows us that we have no real way of testing other than symptoms. And so that's why I created this. We don't need practitioners. I love and respect CellCore, but I couldn't afford CellCore at that time.
Sure.
It was so expensive. I couldn't even find a practitioner that would believe me to get me CellCore. And so it really did fall on how else can I mitigate and navigate the situation for myself. And at this point, I'm very viral. Like, yeah. I am beyond viral that I think anyone could even comprehend. And I'm getting a lot of my information from the comments. And I'm going and researching because I come from this world and I love education. I went and researched other company or other countries' cleansing techniques and what they do and how often they do them and what they use. And then I'm using what I'm getting sent to me and I'm trying all of these things to just help me understand my own body and also go back and go, okay, so this is what happened. This is what came out of that problem. And now I'm going to have the solution. And it all just came on at once. And it really, I love when you said at the beginning of this, you said, I would have gone to India and that. I did so many mushrooms, like pounds of them. We know because we grew them.
Yeah.
We couldn't even finish them all. We just sent them to people at some points. But we just really like tuned in. If I'm going to move all the noise out, I had no contact with my family, which by the way, I do now. I bought land across the street from my parents, but I went 7 years with no contact with them. And I just literally had to just shut everything out in order for me to save myself.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a question I have for you, let's take a step back because the listener might be like, all right, these ladies are in it. But you said something fascinating. You said you have to go based on your symptoms. And right now, I've had guests on where we've talked about perimenopause and menopause. And we know in women's health and women's science, women are not studied as much. So we have all these health issues and no great clear solutions. And so women are used to now having to go figure it all out ourselves, not having enough data to do so. And people hearing our symptoms and being like, you're fine, just exercise more and eat less and all the bullshit gaslighting that happens right now, gaslighting. So my question to you is, if the symptoms of perimenopause, menopause are treated based on symptoms, we don't need the data to treat because we don't even get good data to clear it. Like, you can't even test my estrogen and progesterone and understand that I'm in perimenopause. You have to listen to me on my symptoms. When I teach inflammation, I teach so much about the symptoms because a lot of times we are running to the doctor. We're told, you're fine. Your blood work's fine. You're fine. So when it comes to this topic, you're saying, hey, you, 95% plus, have parasites. Mm-hmm. So will you kind of do the 101 on that? Like, what are the symptoms? And I did meet a practitioner recently who I was like, listen, I have mold. I'm on this big mold journey. I don't really have time for this mold journey. If you could make this snappy. And he's like, everyone says that on their mold journey. They want to be solved fast. But I just want you to know, mold, lime, parasite, heavy metal, it's a trifecta.
They're on the biofilm.
You have to deal with it at the same time. And I looked at him like, I don't like that answer. I don't want to do what you're saying. So will you explain that as well? Because I can guarantee my listeners, like, what are they talking about over there?
They all live in a biofilm. They all live in the same house, the frat house. And so when you burn that down by breaking the biofilm, which I use lungwort lichen herb to break the biofilm. And so when you burn their house down, you've exposed them. And even if you have not had colonization happening in your body from being overly exposed to mold, you still have some spores that are living in that house. So you have to come in and slowly remove them and treat them all at once. But there is a system that we can utilize, which is what I've created with Rogers Hood, the lymph, Parify, then the moldies. And I did that because you got to move your lymphatic system and start breaking that biofilm down. But then you got to come in my expert opinion, at this point, I have been deemed the parasite expert. And because I understand with my own human body that you have to treat the parasites first, they hold the spores. And so you have to go in and remove those spores, or when you remove the physical worm or whatever's inside of that biofilm, it can catch on and colonize in your body. So if you come in and you sweep it out, where wormwood will suppress that. And that's why a lot of practitioners don't want people to do parasites first if you don't know if you have mold, because wormwood is suppressing the mold spores from continuing to colonize. Mold is a beast. It's the hardest thing I've ever been through. Yeah. And so if you can gain control over your mind a little bit with the Parify parasite cleanse, and then you do two of those, and then you start to get yourself on a better regimen, and you already know you have mold in your body, you're suppressing that mold symptom. Mm. And so a lot of mold experts fear for people to do that because you might not know you live in mold. But I found out because of what their fear was. I did the Parify cleanse for a year, and I paused the wormwood and the Parify kit. And in 7 days, my eyes swelled shut and I lost half of my hair. And it was because I immediately got off of that wormwood, unknowing that I was living in mold.
Okay.
So that's where that give and take is. You already know, you already are aware, you're already mitigating the situation for yourself. So now you can actually go in with the full mindset that that mold feeling that you have is actually going to calm down, but you're going to have to take care of it. Because even though the wormwood is suppressing it for the 2 to 3 Parify kits that you do prior to the mold, you're going to ramp up a little with the mold symptoms once you get off that wormwood.
Wow.
And so a really cool thing about wormwood is as you keep taking it, it will continue to stop the colonization, but it doesn't kill the spores.
Okay.
Only certain herbs will actually snuff those spores out. So while you're doing a Parify kit, if you're knowing that you have mold, then go do an HBOT. Go in the hyperbaric chamber oxygen therapy to snuff the mold out that's being snuffed by the wormwood.
Yeah.
And helping your body move the spores out of your tissue and your blood and your cells. And so really the hardest part is all of those things put together. I think that people that hear this, it seems very overwhelming, but to be honest with you, it's 3 tinctures in a binder. Like the part that's the most overwhelming, that we have the most anxiety, and I want to touch on symptoms as well, but
please,
the most anxiety of this is that you don't know what you're going to see. And like, it's so scary to know the unknown. And like, but isn't that like,
I'm sitting on the bottle. I have the bottles right here. And we chatted last week. We had a tech problem. So we had to re-record this episode because you lost power where you are. And I remember you gave me the protocol. And I'm an intelligent girl. And you said, this is how you do it. And this is how you do the drops. And then it just sat here on my desk. And today, once we started, I was like, wait a minute, Shimani, you didn't like drop any of these drops in your mouth. Like, why can't you just get started? And it's because I think there's a discomfort with detoxification to do it without any hand holding at all and without feeling like complete on the knowledge and complete on the symptoms you're going to feel.
Yeah.
I do detox clients when they're in my bigger programs, and I'm excited to try this because I think this would really support my clients. But when we detox, we prepare. We're like, okay, for 21 days, we're going to do this. It's not going to be fun necessarily. You might feel these symptoms. You might get a little tired. Detoxification can be a burden. So
yeah.
So how do you guide people through that? And then, yes, I want to take a step back and go back to our
the symptoms
has and parasites. Like, what are the symptoms? And, yeah. and how do we all know that we have parasites and mold and all these things?
The first symptom, and then we'll go to the detox thing. The first yeah. symptom is really, for me, grinding the teeth and my skin. I mean, those two symptoms, I thought, oh, it's normal. I have really great skin. And I grinded my teeth to a point where I have to have retainers, and I don't have any issues anymore. But I was going through some serious night guards.
Yeah.
Because they absorb our magnesium and our calcium, which is what our nervous system needs in order for us to calm it down. And so outwardly, it's grinding the teeth, alerting you that something's going on inside of your body.
Wow.
And we just think it's stress, but it's really them up all night long because they're nocturnal creatures. So if you have insomnia, if you bloat after drinking water, that's a parasite. If you have anxiety, yes, these all sound like all of the symptoms that everybody has, but like 95% of us, we eat sushi, we eat salmon, you know, we're insomnia. So insomnia is a big one for having a parasite. Sugar cravings, it's not you. It's your parasite. It's wow. candida. It can be roundworm. It can be tapeworm. Malnourishment is really a huge one for a lot of us that have a parasite because they absorb your nutrients and they can absorb up to 90% of your nutrients. Something like a hookworm actually is the number one reason why you have anemia and an iron deficiency.
Holy crap, Ms. Kim Rogers. You're scaring me now. My blood work.
Western medicine was built on the hookworm, by the way. Western medicine was built on worms. Yep. In 1924.
What does that even mean?
In 1920, from 1909 to 1924, 40% of the Southerners had hookworm and they were dying from it.
Okay.
And so Dr. Stiles came in and kind of fear-mongered them. And then Rockefeller came in and tried to make it fun and understanding. And so the Southerners didn't understand why they were so sick. And it was because their outhouses were overflowing with their poop and they were walking around in their fields barefoot.
Oh, no.
And so they had hookworm coming out their arms, their bodies, their dogs. I mean, 40% of them were very ill. Actually, they think the South lost the Civil War because of hookworm.
Wow.
So it was really an epidemic back in the day. And it was because they weren't wearing shoes and they were eating pig and the pigs were rolling around in the eggs of the hookworm. And so once they started getting the sanitary conditions under control, they started to get it a little bit more under control and they called it hookworm disease. Wow. And it's not curable. And it was because there was no iron. So since then, they have done studies that the iron that the hookworm is absorbing is not absorbing anymore into your body.
Wow.
And so if you do a really thorough parasite cleanse and some antiparasitics, and then you take the iron infusion, and then you start trying to absorb the iron, you will. And I actually did that with my mom. Her iron was at a 10, and she followed my iron protocol, and now her iron is at 282. So the absorption of iron, because the hookworm lays right onto the side of your vein and just absorbs all of that iron. And so a lot of people that do my kit, they should do it right before they do iron infusions and then right after. The bucket is such a wild bucket for iron. I never wanted to learn about iron, but I know so much about the way that anemia works.
Rogers, I just want to say we only have 15 minutes left. You and I need 2 hours. To the listener who's not on YouTube watching this video, I am having a multi-system physical reaction to what Kim is saying. You've not seen my face, but my face has probably changed 10 times because one thing I don't like to admit on the internet is my blood work doesn't come back beautiful and A+ the way I want it. And it really makes me mad because I consider myself a health nut, health obsessed, who spends a lot of time, energy, money, and brain space on how I eat, when I eat. I live the lifestyle I teach. And so it's frustrating sometimes I get blood work back and my doctors look at me and they're like, you? We follow you on the internet. This blood work does not match this girl. You are beautiful, intelligent, amazing. You teach at a high pace. Like, you're speaking all over the world. You're writing books. Why is the blood work low in B, D, magnesium, zinc, iron? Like, why is everything missing? We see what you're eating. And I'm like, I know. Can someone tell me what to do? I'm doing my level best. I'm eating organic, fresh. Food is made fresh in my home. I don't break my Ayurveda rules. I never eat a food that's over a day old. I don't use a microwave. I mean, the level of obsession. But once you said, first of all, parasites are in our water, my first reaction is, what is the water filter I need to buy? It didn't occur to me as an American, my water could have parasites. Yes. I assume these are things you only pick up when you travel. And I do travel internationally every year. I either go to India or somewhere fun. I've been all over the world, all over Asia and everywhere, to the point that I've decided Italy is my only favorite place. And that's where I want to go forever now and eat there. But you're telling me, and I want you to really explain this to this audience today, pretty much all of us have parasites because it's in our water, our salmon, our sushi, our dogs. I've heard you say that online. Your dogs can give you parasite. Will you explain that part? Because I think it's kind of the most compelling wake-up alarm to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Our dogs are out there licking their butts, eating other dogs' poop, licking in puddles. There's signs in Hoodsport that actually say, don't let your dog drink in puddles because there's Cryptosporidium parvium, which is what I had. So in the reality of where we live and as humans, this is normal. This is a normal thing. What you're saying is a normal American, because in the wellness community, we still don't talk about parasite cleansing.
Yeah.
I don't even take half of the supplements I used to take because I don't need to, because my body absorbs the food nutrients now. If you're not absorbing, something is absorbing it. Yeah. Something in your body is absorbing those nutrients, not you. And so if you go in there and you just do a quick sweep of a cleanse and all of a sudden you start to feel better and your labs go up, what do you think it was? What was that root cause that if you did a parasite cleanse, your root cause, one of them, it wasn't just my only one, but it was enough that it allowed me to go down further into the wormhole to understand that mold and Lyme all live together. And a lot of studies are showing that when you have mold, you will test positive for Lyme. And Lyme is a spirochete, and it also is a parasite. It might not be the word under, but a parasite definition is anything that feeds off a host. And Lyme feeds off the host.
Right.
So even though it was a bacteria that got into our body, either by mold or a bite or anything. I mean, I've had people that have gone out and hunted and caught toxo because, or hunted and caught Lyme because they are, you know, you can get it anywhere. This is normal. It's just not normal for Western medicine countries. We really have thought that this can't be something that happens to us. Yeah. So when you have symptoms of malnourishment and you're eating right and you're doing all the things, but you still aren't feeling better and there's an underlying issue, that underlying issue is normally a parasite.
Got it. Got it. You're changing my whole life, Kim Rogers. I'm meeting with my doctor, I think next week. She's going to be like, oh, Shivani. And I'm going to say, look, I'm going to do the thing and we're going to run tests and we're going to prove this for ourselves. Like, I love the experiment always. I'm always like, order a test. Let's see. Let's do the before and after. Let's understand if it worked. And you know, you have a deep love of plants like I do.
Yeah.
When I studied Ayurveda in India, whenever I would go to an Ayurvedic school or center, out back, they had all these gardens. They were growing so many, you know, turmeric, ginger, cilantro, which is a heavy metal detoxer.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we have that in Metal Flush. That's in our kit.
Yeah, I mean, these cilantro. Are plant medicine is the original medicine. It's Mother Earth's gift to us. It is built in exactly the right way for our body to receive, absorb, and get the benefits. And I love that in your products, you collect all these herbs and you harness their power. Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit about your formulas and what they do for people? I'm so curious because I have two kits. I have the lymph and I have the paraffin. Mm-hmm. Now that we've spoken again, I have the guts to start the lymph, which is sitting here. I can't wait to do this fulvic split soap. Will you talk about that a little?
Come out of my feet.
This feels like a good starter point to come out of the feet instead of the body itself. And, you know, So will you speak about it a little bit and help people understand how you made it and where they can get a lot more information? Because I find sometimes a detox, people want to understand it even better.
So I created the lymph kit because it has lion's mane and turkey tail. And I listened to the community talk about how hard it is to prepare your pathways. And so turkey tail and lion's mane helped me go into remission with endometriosis because it helps with breaking down scar tissue with turkey tail. They give it to people that are on chemo and you can do it at a high level. So ours has more than a therapeutic level for lion's mane and turkey tail. And then lion's mane helps rewire the brain and helps with any sort of neurons that are misfiring. And that happens a lot when you have other types of environmental toxins inside of your body. It's not you, it's actually them because they're in a life frequency that has tapped into your body. And so as I was going through this journey and I was sharing it, I started to think, how can I incorporate all of these things that I know worked for me? And then when I found out I had Lyme, it all made sense to me why I gravitated towards the herbs I gravitated towards when I first was coming up with the formula. In Western medicine, we call this compounding. This is a compounding type of pharmacy feel, but I run an apothecary. And so all I did was realize that each one of those herbs has its own frequency. Very similar to the way an opera singer sings and her voice gets to the frequency of the glass and shatters it. Right. It's the same concept. Turmeric helps with inflammation. What's causing the inflammation? What's creating that mucus environment for them to continue to live in? Well, I need to strip that away with Oregon grapefruit.
Right.
I actually tested negative for Epstein-Barr virus with two different spinal tests. After I dewormed, I actually ended up testing positive for Epstein-Barr virus in my blood. And so it drops viruses. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's pretty serious. Usnea, come on in, Usnea. Help mitigate the situation of what's going on with viruses. It helps kind of curb your appetite so you're not like overly starving, feeding into them. Because as you start to deworm, you're going to have crazy cravings for food because they want to survive. And so as all of these things were coming about, heavy metals, I brought in cilantro. I needed a biofilm breaker, which is lungwort lichen. I realized that wormwood is just not enough. And specifically for me, because I had small intestinal parasites, I needed to bring in a big heavy hitter with wormwood, which is Oregon grapefruit. And so as I'm going through a checklist of different ailments, I'm bringing in the checklist of heavy hitter herbs to help get rid of those ailments. Wow. That's how I decided to do it. And I was really lucky because a lot of companies, the time I was going viral, were sending me products.
Okay.
So I was able to try Oregon grapefruit with wormwood. And I was able to do that on film. I was able to explain my experience. I had a lot of doctors coming into my comments, not a lot at the time because this wasn't as big of a thing. And then I actually went to my personal doctor who I see still to this day. And she helped me with like the binder because it's Ceylon cinnamon, which helps move out spores. So those spores that are going to drop when you unalive these things and you break their biofilm down, help move that out. Nice. And the binder was really important. It wasn't something that was ever discussed. I didn't know what charcoal was in Western medicine. When I worked in the emergency room, we gave charcoal to people that had alcohol poisoning or overdose, not a microdose of it to help bind toxins and move them out.
Right.
So it was really just creating something that I already had knowledge of synthetic drugs that then I just bridged over to herbs.
Nice. It's so interesting. You know, I think a lot of times people are going to hear this and think, it's not me. It's still not me. I don't want to do that. That sounds scary. And what you explained to me about the lymph kit was interesting. We're just opening the pathways and preparing for detox. And that really resonated with me because sometimes that first step will really help before you step into the serious stuff. Mm-hmm. I think for me, I'm one of those people where I need to see like 5 YouTube videos and like it needs to soak in fully. And I encourage the listener today, if you're like, oh my God, this was a lot. It could be me. I could have parasites, but I'm still not sure. And what she's talking about sounds intense. I would encourage you to follow Kim because I watched a big interview of you and I was like, oh, okay. Like I learned so much. This is not my core topic. I don't know a lot about parasites. I have in the last 2 years, unfortunately, learned a lot about mold and a mold dog coming to the house and remediation. And you can have a perfect, beautiful home and you just don't know that underneath that carpet is black mold because it's new and fresh. Yeah. And when we build new homes nowadays, we're buying, like for me, I buy really durable materials. Guess what that means? Underneath, you just had no idea. And so for our listener today, who might be thinking, gosh, well, I am malnourished according to my blood work. I am starving all the time. I have like a voracious appetite. I could eat all day.
That also has to do with the mold. Just so you know, the mold disrupts the brain-gut connection and you don't feel hangry. And then as soon as a spore actually dislodges itself, you get so hungry, ravished. They call it air hunger. Mm. And it has a lot to do with the mold. Just so you know, that is where that's coming from. And that is going to be really like suppressed when you start that limb kit. When you start the limb kit, you're going to see this balancing. And it's because of the usnea as well. Usnea helps auto balance. Mm. You have your immune system going wonky high and then going wonky low. Usnea helps guide it and keep it firm. And then Oregon grapefruit comes in and is like the Batman to the Robin. With sustain is going to be really your best friend. To be honest with you, I take it every morning. Hmm. I feel so great. It helps adjust my autoimmune immediately.
Like an adaptogen.
Yes, it's like an adaptogen. And it's meant for that. That's what the Native Americans used it for. So it really is an amazing herb. You're going to feel so good on that limb kit. You're going to feel so good on it.
Nice. I can't wait. Well, I know we have 4 minutes left before you and I have to jump. And I, like I said, wanted to talk to you for 18 hours because I'm fascinated by your topic. And I really do feel like here in the West, we have no idea about this topic. It's shocking, really, that we have no idea about parasites and all these things. Will you share with us like the key things that someone needs to pay attention to understand if this is their issue and then how they would get started working with you and where they can find you?
The key issues is if you don't feel right and there's something else that you know is going on, don't gaslight yourself. Honestly, I mean, I think that this is such a taboo topic, but I've worked really hard the last 5 years to get it on the mainstream highway. And so it's not going to hurt you to cleanse. It's not going to hurt you to do 3 to 4 times a year. In fact, you're going to feel better and it's going to become addictive. And so while you're doing this, just make these notes in your mind. Do I not feel that anymore? Like, is there no more movement during the full moon? Am I feeling less flary during the full moon? Am I feeling better after I take an antiparasitic? All I did was create killing herbs with supplemental herbs. And so the anxiety around it is real, but just you saw how easy it was to take it. It's that easy. Like I did my dose for today. You know, I did. If I want to do it 3 times a day, I can. We're just teaching you to have sovereignty over your own health and be your own advocate and be educated when you go to your doctor.
Nice. I love that. And so where can everyone find you in your incredible solutions?
You can find me on my website, rogershood.com. That's RogerSHood. You can find me on all of my streaming platforms like TikTok, which is Mrs. Rogers Hood. That's MrsRogershood. And on Instagram, it's Mrs. Rogers.Hood. And on YouTube, my podcast is What's Eating You with the letter U. And you can find that on all streaming platforms where I talk long form about all of this as well.
Oh, okay. That's the place then.
Yes.
Okay. So I need to look up your podcast, listen to it while driving, and come to understand this topic. Because when a practitioner told me this year, just so you know, it's a trifecta. You have mold, you have parasites, you have Lyme. Yeah. And my blood work did show 2 bands of Lyme. And I was like, what is that? And the doctor was like, well, that's mold. Mold can do this. It can just show up with everything lit up in the blood work. You're doing nothing wrong, but that is the mold. And so I really encourage the listener. So many of you guys who listen to this podcast have come up to me and said, I think I have mold. I encourage you to listen to The Worm Queen, Kim Rogers' podcast, and come to understand a little bit, one layer deeper on how, yes, it's mold. Yes, we need to detox, but we could also understand how to detox everything alongside it in a healthier, safe way so that we can get to the result that we want.
Yes, so, that was nicely said.
Yeah. So thank you, Kim, for coming on the podcast. I'm excited to try your products. I have them right here. God knows I need them.
I'm excited.
Everyone, check out Kim. And if you're listening, this is the Inflammation Code Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Shivani Gupta. To learn more about this podcast, you can visit drshivani.com. Thank you guys for joining, and I'll see you all next week.